Hi, I'm Anita and I'm an alcoholic. And I should say I'm a grateful alcoholic. This has been a rough year for me, and I couldn't have stayed sober without you guys in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I know some people have told me that I have a very excuse to take that first drink, you know, losing my child. And somebody told me we don't drink no matter what around here. And I heard them, and I'm glad I heard them, because I've been able to stay sober by the grace of God. And I take this program seriously, and I take it one day at a time. Every day that I wake up sober, I wake up grateful, and I wake up humble. And I'm even starting to ask God to give me the willingness to help another alcoholic and to be of service. Because I had lost some of that when my daughter died. I didn't want to be a part of, and I didn't want to participate. But what I found out is that I have to continue to participate in my recovery if I want to be sober and if I want to remain sober. I came to this program in 1988 as a young woman, and I stayed sober for 15 years. And I was a young mother at 17 years old, and after 15 years of sobriety and not working this program, I figured it was time for me to start living again. So I started going to bars and hanging out with my friends that drink and doing what you do when you don't want to be a part of, and I relapsed. And for the next 20 years after that, I couldn't hardly get 2 days or 2 years under my belt. I was in and out of this program. I was sharing with somebody earlier. I remember I took one drink and was mad because I only took one drink. That's what you guys did to me. You messed up. You messed it up for me, you know. And I was back in Alcoholics Anonymous the next day, you know, raising my hand as a newcomer. And I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to pay that penalty to have to come back here and be a newcomer again. I want to do the work and be willing to do whatever it takes to be around here. And so that's why I stay. I stay because I want to be sober. I stay because I love my life. And I stay because I think I deserve it. And I think that's a lot. That's a lot. So if you're new and you're just coming into the program, just stay. Don't leave before the miracle happens. When I heard that back in 1988, I did hear it for a minute, but there came a day where I left. And I don't want to leave anymore. I want to be sober. And I want to be sober no matter what. No matter what. I want to go to whatever length it takes to stay here. And, you know, I got here on August 30th, 2016. And when I came into the program this time, I was drinking a fifth of vodka a day. And when I came here in 1988, I used to be around, I came in, you know, I was in the Burbank, Hollywood area. And the older gentlemen that used to share at that time used to say they would drink a gallon a day or they would drink a fifth a day. And there would be no way nobody could drink that much liquor at one time. But if you practice enough, you get good at it. And before I knew it, I was really drinking a fifth a day. And I would not wake up without making sure that I had liquor to wake up to in the morning. And that's how my drinking went. And I would even pay my grandkids to fix me a drink because I would be too drunk to make it myself. And they laugh at me today, you know. Nana, don't you remember when we used to? And I'd be like, we don't want to remember those days. We don't want to live back at those days. And then I have grandchildren that's never seen me drunk. And that's the blessing of this program. It's how much I've been allowed to grow and to stay and have joy and peace in my life. Even though I'm grieving and I'm going through a lot of sorrow and a lot of sadness, I still have joy. And I can't even explain that to you, but I still have joy. And then I can share with other people because some days I can't even catch my breath. Some days the tears are coming down my face that I can't even see straight. But then I turn it over to God and it gives me a better moment, you know, to just be here. And life has been okay, you know, it's been okay. I have my children, I have my grandchildren, and some days that just has to be enough. When I was going through the process of after my daughter passed away, everybody around me was drinking, and they were toasting, and they were always toasting to her. And I found myself sneaking out the door and going to a meeting. And I found myself over at the open door one night at 10 o'clock in the middle of winter. She died in January, and it was freezing cold, and they had a bonfire meeting. And it was just what I needed. It was what I needed to stay sober. Because what I've learned since January when she passed away, and I probably learned it when I got here in August of 2016, is how to take better care of myself. I have to start putting myself first. So when I'm around my family and they're drinking and that's their way of grieving, I have to allow them to do what they do. Because this is a self-diagnosed disease. I can't tell them that they're alcoholics and that they're drinking too much. The best thing I can do is get away from them and go to a meeting. And sometimes it's lonely. You know, sometimes I want to be with them, but I just can't because I have to take care of myself and do what it takes to stay sober because I take this thing serious. I'm truly an alcoholic. And when I take the drink takes the girl. And I don't know how to come back. I'm going to go by the liquor store. I'm going to go by the man's house. I'm going to do what it do to get drug loaded and to get high. And I don't want to live that life anymore. When I came into Alcoholics Anonymous this time, I had just sold my house. And within 3 years of selling my house, I was homeless in a shelter. And today I have an apartment. Today I have a roof over my head. Today I have income coming in and a decent car to drive. And I'm grateful for that. I'm not bragging on material possessions because they mean nothing. But it's just that I have more than what I had when I got here. I came in here with nothing, and it made me so much humble. Because when God had given me all the things that I had, I didn't appreciate them. I took the money to the dope man and to the liquor store. I didn't care about it. I had to go through some stuff to appreciate where I'm at today. And I don't want to lose it. I've lost people in my life before, and I relapsed over it. Somebody told me, since I lost my daughter, wouldn't this be a good reason to take a drink? And I had to tell them, honestly, no. It's not a good reason to take a drink. It's a good reason to stay sober, to honor her memory, to help take care of her children. You know, I'm sorry that my pitch is, you know, regarding her, but that's where my journey is right now. Right now, that's where my journey is. And I miss her so very much, you know. It's been a hard road. I wish I could tell you guys it was easy, but it's been a rough road. And some days when you don't see me, I'm probably ailing in bed with the covers over my head and tears running down my face, just doing the best I can. So if you're new, please don't leave before the miracle. Get yourself a sponsor. Learn how to work these steps. Do what my children tell me I'm going to do to them one day and give them a big book. Get you a big book, you know, and stay. If you don't do nothing else, just stay. Thank you for letting me share.